diamondsupplier.com. That's T-H-E, diamondsupplier.com. And stop paying for things that aren't diamonds.
Good morning, and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
You know, I'd like to actually reemphasize that point. Today's show is a call-in show. Dr. Triana could easily record this show in advance for presentation at this time. Probably be easier on her professional schedule, quite frankly. But she wants to be here to interact with you and to answer your questions. So keep the number handy, 206-1580. If you have a question or comment, you are welcome to pick up the phone, call anytime. We'll stop what we're doing and go right to you. As now we go right to Dr. Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's all festive and getting ready for all the different holidays out there.
Getting close now.
It is. It's really good. And all the parties and all the food.
Oh, you can't escape it, can you?
I know. In my office, I mean, my patients are so wonderful. Mm-hmm. They're bringing all kinds of homemade goodies and cookies and nuts that are covered with sugar.
Are you a fruitcake fan?
No.
Okay. I happen to be one of the rare people who likes fruitcake. Luckily, sort of fortunately or unfortunately, the people who know me who get fruitcakes for Christmas all give them to me.
Oh, wow.
So I get deluged with fruitcake this time of the year.
Oh, my goodness. No, actually, I don't really get any fruitcakes. But I want to talk about what am I eating? What are we putting in our mouths? And I find a lot of people don't really understand what is it that they're eating, and they're not reading the labels.
Or if they are reading the labels, I bet they don't understand how to do it correctly. I know I don't.
Well, it's really simple. And you start off, and I mean, I wish if anybody's at home, run, get a can, get something that has a label on it. But they're pretty standard. Mm-hmm. And at the top it says, I have actually a copy here.
Okay.
It says nutrition facts. Mm-hmm. Okay. The number one thing that I find a lot of people are missing out on is what's called the serving size.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
For example, my sister was drinking an iced tea in a can. And I said, did you look at how many calories are in that can? And you think, oh, it's a can. That's one serving.
That's one serving.
It wasn't. Uh-oh. It was 2.5 servings.
Oh, okay.
So you have to look at the serving. And the next level information, it says amount per serving, calories. Mm-hmm. Now, if you remember from biology or science class, calories is a unit of energy. Mm-hmm. So what is it? Well, the definition is very scientific. It's the energy it takes to raise 1 gram of water 1 degree Celsius. But the key word here is energy. So you and I and every human, every animal, we all need energy. We need fuel. What is our fuel? Food.
Comes right down to the calorie again. Basically, right on
it's
back.
Based on calories. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people go, oh, calories, it's a bad word. Well, it's not a bad word.
It's just a word.
It's an important word that we need to understand.
Okay.
That we do need fuel for our bodies. And what we put into our mouths can affect our health.
All right.
And that's really important. So I want to remind anybody, if you want to call or ask any questions, our phone number is 206-1580.
And let me also remind everybody that Dr. Triana is a board-certified lipidologist, and she specializes in lipidology, which maybe you haven't heard of before, but it really has a great deal to do with what's going on in your overall picture of health or the lack of. And it comes right down to talking about fatty acids in the bloodstream and so forth. And this is why this time of the year, it's a very pertinent topic.
Well, it's a pertinent topic because I feel that if we know what we're eating, we can make better choices. Now, I'm not saying that don't eat, you know, your grandmother makes your holiday cookies. Don't eat any.
Right, right.
I'm saying know what you're eating. What's inside the food that you're eating? So we talked about, remember when we talked about the oils?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a fat. We know that carbohydrates is another macronutrient.
Okay.
And proteins.
Okay.
And those energy give, that fuel translates into energy, which is a calorie. Okay.
So those are the basic building blocks of all of our food.
Right. The basic. Now, we also, when we eat, we take in minerals, vitamins, salt, and whatever chemicals they put in the food to color the food or to change the flavor.
Okay.
So carbohydrates, for an ounce of carbohydrate, that has 112 calories.
Okay.
And an ounce of protein is about the same.
All right.
But an ounce of fat has double the amount of calories.
Oh.
Double. So, again, if we understand, you look at a piece of food, what is it involved? What is it made of? Well, some things are pretty simple to look at. A piece of meat, it's protein, but it also has fat in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at something that's processed, they might have fat in it, carbohydrate, they might have added sugar, and they might have all kinds of other chemicals. So I think the important part, going back to the foundation, is reading the label. Okay, so we know that it tells you the serving size.
Which is really important to pay attention to. Because my serving size, when I get done eating, if I go do this in reverse order, I look at the label after I've had the meal, I'll notice that I ate two or three serving sizes. You have to know this in advance.
Do you know what a serving size of protein is?
Is it the size of the palm of your hand?
Yeah, a deck of cards.
I wonder how many people like I just went, ooh, I'm going to be hungry after that.
Okay, what is the serving size of pasta?
That I don't know.
It's about the size of a baseball.
Okay.
How many people have the size of a baseball?
Last pasta meal I had, I went all nine innings. I'm telling you right now.
So the important thing is knowing. But I want to go back to the label.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We discussed, we had in our program before, we talked about the oils and fats. Okay. So it'll tell you on the label the total fat. How many calories, what percentage of the calories are you eating are fat in that, let's say, whatever you, it's whatever is it you're eating.
Okay.
Okay.
Whether it's cookies or steak or whatever.
Yeah. So you look at the label. And the label will tell you how many calories are from fat. And then it breaks it down to how much saturated fat is in that food.
We all hear a lot of bad things about saturated fat.
Too much. Remember, that raises our lousy cholesterol, the LDL.
Oh.
That's what we want to keep low because, remember, the cholesterol is going to go and form plaque in our arteries. That causes vascular disease.
So is it fair to say that when we look at the fat content, not all fats are bad fats?
Right. Remember, the good fats are the unsaturated. So like the polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, which are like the olive oil, the canola oil. So if it says trans fat, that is a big no-no.
Trans fat, big no-no.
Okay. Because those are definitely raise your LDL cholesterol and lower the healthy or HDL cholesterol. Gotcha. We don't want that.
Okay.
Okay. So it'll tell you also how much sodium or salt is in the
whatever
in the food,
sure.
Whatever you're eating. Talking about sugar, and then it'll tell you the carbohydrates. Now, carbohydrates, people, a lot of my patients, especially who are diabetic, think carbohydrate is just plain sugar.
Plain sugar, right.
No. Carbohydrates is starch, which is like pasta. Example is pasta, mm-hmm. rice, potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cereal is a carbohydrate.
Okay.
Corn and beans has okay. carbohydrates in them.
All right.
The simple carbohydrates are sugar. The sugar you get from fruit, from milk, from yogurt. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the important thing is, again, knowing what you're putting in your mouth so you can make better choices. So if you're a diabetic and you say, oh, I don't eat anything with sugar. I don't put sugar in any of my food.
What's coming in the food already is the question.
The potato turns into sugar, glucose.
Okay.
The pasta that you eat turns into glucose.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And remember, the fuel is the energy. Just like when you put gas in your car, but in our bodies, when we put in too much food and we don't use that energy, what happens to it?
Mm-hmm.
It turns into fat. So.
So excess, let's break this down for somebody like me who needs to go through it slow. Excess carbohydrates, excess calories in my body that I don't burn, that I don't use in my daily activity, whatever that
right.
happens to be, that gets stored into fat.
Right.
Okay.
Any excess calories from proteins, from fat, from carbohydrates.
All right.
Okay. I mean, our body doesn't dump it. It puts it away for a rainy day and for the next rainy days.
Isn't that sort of a biological thing that our body does in order, like you say, for rainy days or for hibernation in some animals, that kind of thing? It's stockpiling energy, isn't it?
Yes. But the thing is, if we exercise, we need what's called a basal amount of energy to fuel our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But if we exercise, we use up more energy. And if we watch what we eat, cut back, then we won't go to the route of gaining weight
mm-hmm.
or gaining fat. So what I wanted to emphasize, we talked about the carbohydrates, proteins. A lot of patients don't realize, for example, that beans have protein in them.
I wouldn't have thought of that, but
it has. Yeah, beans yeah. have protein and carbohydrate. And one of the beans that has the most protein in it is edamame.
Oh, they're my favorites.
Yes.
They're good.
The soya beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For example, they have 29 grams of protein in a cup, while black beans, which my family is originally from Cuba,
mm-hmm.
so my mother makes the best black beans on earth. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we should try to have people call us in and ask us some questions.
Absolutely. This is fertile ground for you to get information about your diet, especially through the holidays. And then maybe you've made a New Year's resolution already that you are going to improve your health, watch your diet, lose some weight, whatever. The number to call, 206-1580. Or 888-441-1580, because having an understanding of these things that we're going through today, that's how you're going to make that resolution come true to either lose weight or eat better.
It's really, it's a life.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding. At the Triana Prevention Center and with my patients, we work with teaching them and helping them to understand how what they eat and what their lifestyle is affects their health. And remember, lifestyle means exercising. Do you sleep well? Do you smoke? Do you drink too much alcohol? All these are lifestyle changes that we try to improve upon. Now, diet is the other part, the mm-hmm. foods we eat, the calories we eat, the energy we eat. We do need to eat.
Certainly.
Okay, because we need the energy for our bodies.
On the whole, doesn't the average person take in more than they need each day?
Yes. If you gain, in order to lose weight, if you know how much you eat, now the best way to know how much you eat is to weigh and measure your food and keep a food diary.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything in life. You write it down, it kind of like goes more into your brain.
You're more cognizant of it. Yeah.
Makes you more accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They've done studies. Those are the people who are the most successful with their programs is if they write things down, journaling.
Mm-hmm.
So if a patient or a person wants to lose, let's say, a pound a week, they have to cut out 500 calories a day from their diet.
Wow.
Because 3,500 calories equals 1 pound of fat.
Oh, okay. So over 7 days, I see the math. Yeah.
Okay. So really, it's like a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you today $10 a day to live on, and you say, you know what, Dr. Triana, I'm only going to spend $5 a day. So at the end of the week, you're saving $5.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cut back in your calories, by the end of the week, your body's going to, you're going to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
If what you normally eat.
Sure.
Okay. So that's really important.
Obviously, yes. You know, you mentioned in the conversation about lifestyles, drinking too much alcohol. This is another thing that this time of the year brings about. The alcohol is around us more frequently, and some
right.
of us overindulge a little bit. What? How does that figure into your body? Is it? Are they carbohydrates? What is an alcoholic beverage?
Alcohol also can have some carbohydrates, and it depends. For example, straight alcohol like
vodka or
yes,
whiskey or whatever.
There's 7 calories per gram. So alcohol affects your metabolism also by giving you more calories.
Okay.
And also by keeping your normal metabolism from processing fats. So in other words, it's harder to lose weight if you drink alcohol because the liver is what's the main engine here.
Mm-hmm. And what you just said, I'd never heard anybody say before, consuming alcohol,
mm-hmm.
especially in excess, makes it harder for the body to lose fats.
Right. It affects that.
That's interesting.
And we have to remember that alcohol has calories.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people also, when they have alcohol, they drink, for example, a mixed drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of those mixers have sugar in them.
Sodas.
Or they
fruits.
Might have, let's say they have a rum and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
They put rum, and if they use regular Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know in a regular can of Coke are 10 teaspoons of sugar?
That's frightening, isn't it?
How many people put 10 teaspoons of sugar in their coffee?
Right.
That's again, a lot of people don't realize that. And a lot of people drink sodas. So I try to encourage my patients to drink water.
What about water? You hear a lot of debate and have over the years as to how much water a human being should have every day and how important it is. What do you tell your patients?
I tell my patients it is important to drink water. Now, they'll say 8 glasses of water a day. Now, remember, I personalize the plan of food. When we see a patient, their diet, their water, certain people cannot drink a lot of water. They may have problems with their kidneys or congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
So, but an average person should be able to drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. It's good for you to
mm-hmm.
drink water. Now, there is some controversy. Is that, you know, do you really need that? Your body kind of sets its point. I think the point to glean from this is that you should drink fluids that don't have a lot of chemicals in them and drink water or put a lime in it if you want, you know, a little squirt of lime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we know then. How many calories in water? 0.
There you go. Can't go wrong with that.
And it's good. So hydration is important, especially if you exercise. So when you go to a party and you see the alcohol, the eggnog,
mm-hmm.
the all the different hors d'oeuvres, remember, what is it that I'm eating? When you go grocery shopping, read the labels. I went grocery shopping and I bought this it looks like a little cup of ramen, but it was a dehydrated beans.
Okay.
And I said, well, that'll be good for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
The serving was for two.
Okay.
I thought a little cup would be for one.
Mm-hmm.
So again, focus in what is the serving and understand that when the label says amount per serving, so if at the top, if a bag of chips has two servings in it and there's 200 calories, you better double it to 400 calories.
Right.
So right there, you're already eating 400 calories of food.
Mm. Which if you remember a moment ago, we said that cutting 500, so basically same amount of calories out of your diet every day in a week, that loses a pound. So
right.
Think about that. Think of how quickly it adds up in your bank account or off your waistline, depending on how you look at it.
Right. And remember, by reading the labels, you'll know if you see something that says hydrogenated, stay away.
Well, what does that mean?
Hydrogenated is when they take an oil and they put hydrogen bonds in it to try to make it more solid. The food industry uses that to maintain so food doesn't get old as quick.
Okay.
But we don't want trans fats. In some states, it's banned.
So hydrogenated and trans fats, we're talking about the same category there.
The same category.
Which we know we need to stay away from.
Right. You want the mono and the poly. Remember we talked about the MUFA and the PUFAs?
Mm-hmm.
That's the monounsaturated and polyunsaturated. So we didn't talk about something that's very important. Fiber.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that is listed on the label.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll tell you what's the total fiber in that serving of food.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have more fiber.
Okay.
Okay. In our diet.
That's what we always hear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's soluble and insoluble fibers. So it'll tell you that on the label.
What's the difference?
The difference has to do with the way your body metabolizes in your intestine.
Okay.
The total point is we need more fiber. So fiber we get from whole grains, oatmeal, for example. We guess it also get some from beans.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is very important also in our diets.
My understanding has been, and I could be very wrong on this, that the average person doesn't get anywhere near the amount of fiber they really should have in their diet. Unless they're really working at it, in other words.
Yes, they don't. They really don't. Because you have to be, again, you have to know what you're putting in your mouth.
And we're not consciously thinking that.
Understand, you know, there's a great website that's called choosemyplate.gov.
Choosemyplate, all one word, .gov.
Choosemyplate.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show you what is a plate of food, what you should have. Okay?
Interesting.
And it has food diaries. Actually, I brought them today.
Mm-hmm.
My daily food plan worksheet. So people can list what and keep a journal of what they're eating. Including grains, vegetables, fruits, dairy, protein, and physical activity.
Wow.
So you can keep a diary.
Very comprehensive.
It's a great website.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about, for example, what is a carbohydrate? What is a protein? Again, there is protein in nuts, in seeds, cheese, dairy, meats, seafood, chicken, and beans. Tofu. Tofu has.
Well, a lot of things that we aren't taking into consideration, I am sure. About 5 minutes left on the program. So if you want to get a question answered or make a comment, please hurry and get to the phone before we run out of time. 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. I want to go back to fiber for just a moment because you mentioned that. And I've always heard that fiber is very important for those who are trying to lose weight. Is there a connection there?
There is a connection because fiber makes you feel full.
Okay.
So if you feel full, you don't want to go for the bad stuff.
That's true.
Okay? Because the biggest thing is people are hungry and they don't want to feel hungry. But then there's the I'm hungry. There's two different types of hungry. There's the hungry from being from habit, where people just want to eat more. And then there's a true physiological hungry.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't know where their body is set at. They really should learn what is really being hungry and then
what
go
is,
to that point.
Right, and know the difference in the different kinds of hungry. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, hi. Nice information. Can you talk a little bit about metabolism and increasing that?
Yes, metabolism is very important, and each of us are different in that respect. We have.
I'm going to hang up.
Okay, he wants to make sure he hears it. Thank you, sir.
All right, we have what's called a basal metabolism. That's the energy. Remember we talked about calories, uh-huh. energy, which we need to live, to function, to make our heart beat, to make our lungs work.
To maintain our temperature.
Muscles. Right. Those. Okay. Then beyond that, usually you only need about four. Everybody's different. This is just a generalization.
Uh-huh.
400 to 500 calories. Different people, there's a lot of studies out there, do seem to have different metabolism in that, for example, we'll talk later about this, there's some people, the ApoE genotype, they seem to absorb more cholesterol from their diet.
Okay.
So what increases our metabolism?
Yes, that's what the caller wanted to know.
Exercise.
Is there a list or is that it?
Exercise is the most important.
I was waiting for something a little easier.
I mean, that's pretty simple. It increases our metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And exercise. If, again, we talked about energy. If you're taking in energy and you use it up, you rev up your metabolism. I know people are into supplements and all this.
That's what I was going to ask.
But why not use the most simple thing, exercise?
There are all kinds of supplements and claims that are unproven, certainly in most circumstances, that a product will increase your metabolism while you sleep, while you rest, while you're sitting down. Is there
exercise
any?
Exercise is the safest thing.
There's no
magic
bullet here.
Now, you have
here.
To tailor your exercise program. You know, everything I'm telling is to discuss this with your physician. The reason I'm doing this show again is I want people to learn what questions to ask.
And those questions of your doctor, your medical professional, and if you are without a doctor, you might give consideration to giving Dr. Triana and her staff a call. Because you are accepting patients.
I am. I'm a family medical doctor, and I also am a lipidologist. So, as I said, I take care of everyone from the age of 16 and above. I also take care of women's health, diabetes, high blood pressure, patients who have asthma. All these things I take care of. And vascular disease, which is my great interest, which is why I'm a lipidologist, which I am going to a fundraiser today.
Yes. What a great way to close out the show. Listen to this. This is exciting information.
I have a friend who started the Vascular Institute in Miami, the Baptist Hospital, and they're having a fundraiser, and the star of the night is going to be Celine Dion.
Which I'm taking from your ear-to-ear grin is one of your favorites.
I love music. I love all kinds of music.
Being a friend of a friend who's a friend of the family of the Dions, does that mean you get an opportunity to meet her?
I don't know. We'll see. I'll talk about it next time.
We'll have to all tune in and find out and see if she brings back any autographed memorabilia for us to enjoy as well. Dr. Triana, let's have your phone number and location.
Okay. Thanks. I'm at 3155 Harbor Boulevard. And my phone number is 941-625-1990. Stay healthy and tell your friends about the show.
Please do. And the website?
The website is TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
Triana with an I, by the way. TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
TRIANA.
Thank you so much and have a great holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana. For more information on the topics discussed here today, call the Triana Prevention Center at 941-625-1990.
The following program is paid for by Thomas Capiello and Ryan Rupert, financial advisors at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. Thomas Capiello and Ryan Rupert have obtained the information for this show from sources they believe to be reliable but cannot guarantee its accuracy or completeness.
Welcome to On the Markets, presented each week by the Capiello Group at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. I'm Ryan Rupert, financial advisor.
And I'm Tom Capiello. I'm an associate vice president and financial advisor with Morgan Stanley Smith Barney.
And we're here to talk about what's happening currently in the